So I get up, right? And, you know, my mornings are fairly busy, right? And so I do my normal basic morning routine sort of thing, right? Like, you know, I get a little breakfast in here and there, you know, a little workout sometimes when I brush up, you know, the basic shit, right? And so on this specific day, which I scheduled to have a meeting with Agent Oops, I remember this meeting with Agent Oops almost not even happening, because if I could recall, it was a pretty busy day scheduling wise. And so I think I almost canceled that meeting, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, it did happen. It did happen. And so check this out. So I get in there, right? And I forget if all the offices in that space were open or just a few. But anyways, you could kind of tell, right, that at least a few were open, right? Because you can kind of tell from the noise level in there that some of the other nosy little bastards in the other rooms were tuning in, right? But anyways, so I walk in there, right? And Agent Oops is just sitting there playing dumb, pretending to look all busy and shit, right? Looking down, clipping toenails and shit, right? Chewing on a bunch of Oreo cookies. And I think playing solitaire on the computer or some shit, right? I think that's what it was. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I don't know. But anyways, I know, weird combination, right? Weird combination. But anyways, let's just say that when Agent Oops looked up, when yours truly walked in, Agent Oops went from chewing on those Oreo cookies to a damn fortune cookie, like faster than a damn cheetah and shit, right? I thought Agent Oops was doing like some martial arts hand-to-hand combat shit or some shit, right? Like seriously, that shit was quick. From Oreos to like fortune cookies real quick. Now, I don't know if the cookies was like a sales pitch sign or something, you know, or like an insinuation to say like, ooh, check this out, I'm a cookie monster, a diversified cookie monster, that is, or some shit, right? But if it was, I guess, I thought that was fine, right? Because if you're a client, you kind of want an agent that thinks he or she is a cookie monster, right? When it comes time to negotiating with the buyers, right? Makes sense, right? You know, you want an agent that's going to go out there and try to empty the damn pockets of the buyers, right? That's not called being greedy. That's just called doing your job. Yeah. You know, as long as they're being cookie monsters, you know, towards the buyers, right? That's right. That, and they don't bullshit their own clients, right? Which, by the way, is the most basic of the basics in terms of fundamental principle of an agent-client relationship, right? Yeah. I mean, you can sell and bullshit the buyers all you want, but if you bullshit your own clients, that's crossing that fire line, if you know what I mean. Ooh, getting hot in here. Hang on one second. Let me just go ahead and get a quick drink real quick.